From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rebecca Cook, reading Immortals, The Calling, by Jennifer Ashley. Now let's begin with Immortals, The Calling. Prologue. Adrian's dream shifted from the fantasy of a naked woman on the other side of a soapy bath to a nightmare of haunting familiarity. The curvy young woman in his dream lost her smile, vacant eyes widening, and she vanished in a popping of soap bubbles. The bathroom itself disappeared, and Adrian found himself on a wooded slope, naked and freezing in an Arctic wind. He knew where he was. Northern Scotland 700 years ago, after a battle to drive the monsters called Unseelies back into their own dimension. Adrian and his brothers could not keep them away forever, and they knew it. But they could at least force them back through the gap they'd ripped between their world and the humans, and close it up behind them. Adrian hated this dream, which could smite him unexpectedly, and which always ended the same. You'd think after 700 years I'd get over it. He heard sounds of the battle just out of sight, where his brothers enjoyed themselves, closing up the Unseelies. Adrian's naked skin prickled as the wind cut him, his dreaming brain refusing to conjure clothes. His hand went to the silver snake-shaped band that clasped his upper arm in sinuous curves. At his touch, Farron unwound himself, lengthening and straightening into a long silver sword. His brother Hunter used to make jokes about Adrian's extending weapon, and Tane had always leapt to Adrian's defense. If not for Farron, you'd be dead 10 times over, he'd growl at Hunter. Show some respect. Hunter would reply with the usual obscene gesture, and Adrian would say, lighten up.